Hey everybody, welcome in to another Waiver Wire podcast here on South Harmon. Week 8 is now upcoming, but I am your host, Eric Vanek. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Vanek NFL, at America's Game Pod for my show as well that comes out on Thursdays, at South Harmon FF on YouTube and Twitter as well. Follow us there. We would love to have you guys over there as well. But yeah, week 8 is here. Had a lot of injuries again this week that I'm going to be going over here shortly. So yeah, kind of a rough week again. I know a lot of my teams like just very, very underperformed, like a lot of low scoring guys this week. If you just didn't have a certain couple of guys, you kind of got screwed. Otherwise, that's kind of how my take on it. But just some quick points here, recording on Monday afternoon. So some of the injury news and the Monday Night Football games, there are two Monday Night Football games tonight, won't be reflected on this podcast. I usually dive really deep into the waiver wire for dynasty players. If you're in super deep leagues, this is for you. Also do redraft stuff as well, so there's redraft stuff in here for you as well. So this kind of hits everybody's situations that you might be in. One positive note from the week, at least, no bye weeks for this week. So have everybody up for you this week. As far as teams, you ain't going to be missing any of your studs unless they're injured, which there seems to be quite a few. So no bye weeks to deal with this week, which is a good thing. So we're going to start on the injury front. Quarterbacks, we're going to start here first. Actually, a longer list of quarterbacks than I'd love to see, but Deshaun Watson ruptured his Achilles tendon. He's going to be out for the season, so thank goodness he's gone, finally. Jaden Daniels, rib injury. It sounds like it's nothing major. Just have to kind of monitor his practice reports this week. He could miss this week. Who knows? And if he does, Marcus Mariota will be the quarterback. Tyler Huntley, he suffered a shoulder injury. I'm guessing he's going to be week to week, but it sounds like Tua is going to be back and practicing on Wednesday. Designated to return off of IR already. So I think all these shitty quarterbacks that Miami's been throwing out of here is going to be gone, thank God. Will Levis, AC joint injury to his shoulder. He did get a surprise inactive this week. Everything was kind of trending towards everyone thought he was going to start, but Sunday morning comes, oh no, Mason Rudolph starting. So I'm guessing he's still week to week. I would expect Mason Rudolph to get one more start at the minimum. Aiden O'Connell, broken thumb, out 4 to 6 weeks. So Gardner Minshew will be in there for another month or so. And then Dorian Thompson-Robinson, he had a thumb injury. Have to monitor his practice. Is he even the starter? I don't know. I mean, he was up before Winston this week, so he was the two. Winston was an emergency quarterback, the third. I think this is the first time in NFL history that the emergency third quarterback got used with this new rule. So we'll see what happens here with between DTR and Winston. Hopefully Stefanski gives us a little bit of a confirmation on who the starter is going to be. But I would assume right now, if healthy, DTR is the guy since he was up this week. No running back injuries to really speak of, thank goodness. Wide receivers, though. Brandon Ayuk, season-ending torn ACL, so Brandon Ayuk is done for the season. Braxton Berrios, sounds like he had a season-ending knee injury as well, so he'll be done. As of Monday, Chris Olave still remains in the concussion protocol, so that's not great for Olave. He could miss again this week unless he starts ramping up and getting in the practices. We've seen with Neighbors, it took him 2 weeks. Marvin Harrison Jr., he suffered one on Sunday last week, and he was good to go for tonight, Monday Night Football, so I don't know if that extra day really helped him or not. So we'll see what happens there with Olave. Jordan Whittington played through a shoulder injury Sunday and he didn't do shit. So if you ended up starting him because Cooper Kupp was out and you got screwed, kind of like I did in a bunch of leagues, thanks, Jordan. Debo Samuel, DeMario Douglas both had illnesses, should be fine, but would have been nice to know. I think we did get Debo. We did get a thing about his illness pregame, but DeMario Douglas, it was right before the in game. Thanks, Rap Sheet, for telling us that one. Screwed me in a bunch of leagues. Juju Smith-Schuster, hamstring injury. Sounds like he hurt his hammy more in the game, and he's already been ruled out for week 8. DeAndre Hopkins, he's dealing with a calf issue. Only had one catch for minus 2 yards. I think it's just Hopkins' body's kind of starting to break down, to be honest with you. DK Metcalf, he left with a knee injury. Nothing serious, but has to be at least monitored. And then Jalen Polk dealing with some sort of head injury that happened late in the game. Monitor his status as well. No tight end injuries to speak of. All right, so let's get into the quarterbacks for this week. So redraft quarterbacks that I want to go over with you guys first. Just some of the matchups that I saw that kind of stood out. So Aaron Rodgers versus the Patriots. We just saw what Trevor Lawrence did to them. So if Aaron Rodgers happens to be out there, I want him. Kirk Cousins, if he happens to be out there against Tampa Bay, he just threw for 500 yards against these guys. Bo Nix against Carolina. Everybody's been doing good against Carolina. Bo Nix had 75 rushing yards last week. Tua against Arizona, if he still happens to be on your waiver wire, I think this is a good week to pick up Tua. We haven't had any big Tyreek and Waddle weeks yet. You know it's coming, so those guys, we got to get those guys going. And then Mason Rudolph versus Detroit, if you're really desperate. Detroit does give up a lot through the air, so... And I think Mason Rudolph is at least competent. You could throw him in there if you're really, really desperate. So Dynasty, I mentioned Rudolph here. Sounds like Levis is going to miss another week or two. I want to pick up Marcus Mariota. He needs to be owned in all leagues with Jaden hurt right now. And even with Jaden and his vulnerability to be hurt going forward, I want to hold on to Mariota. And then DTR or Winston. I personally think Winston is the better player. I don't think DTR has ever been very good. Like I talked about earlier, DTR was up over him this week. So I guess right now it's DTR, but it could change, honestly. I kind of want, if I have to, I'd try to get both of them. Or, I mean, this team sucks anyway, so you don't really want either of them, to be honest. And then the shitty quarterback range. So Mariota, DTR, Winston are on here. Rudolph's on here. A couple others I added. Drew Lock. From the Giants, he did go in there and play over Daniel Jones there at the end. They said Daniel Jones is the starter still, but you never know. Joe Flacco, if somebody dropped Joe Flacco, I'd still pick him up. Anthony Richardson continues to struggle. And another one I think is a sneaky pickup would be Sam Howell. And that is with Geno Smith leading the league in passing yards, passing attempts, completions, all that. Like, if something were to happen to Geno Smith, I definitely want some Sam Howell in there chucking the ball around. So that is another one that I wanted to mention. All right, let's go over to the running backs now for redraft. So the first guy up here is going to be Kendre Miller. He played 20 snaps, 29%, 6 carries for 36 yards, 3 targets, 2 catches, 1 yard. So he was pretty much the backup right away for over Jamal Williams this week. So Kendre Miller came in and stepped up and took that second role. Pierre Strong Jr., want to mention him. He played 42 snaps, 50%, 31 routes, 3 targets. He had 1 catch for 3 yards and 3 carries for 6 yards. And then Tyler Goodson. So with Goodson, he had 30 snaps, which was 6 routes run, 14 carries for 51 yards, and 1 touchdown. Him and Trey Sermon both had the same amount of carries. I just think Goodson's the better player, had more yards last 2 weeks, all that good stuff. So Tyler Goodson would be the guy I want to own, but sounds like Jonathan Taylor has a chance to come back this week, so kind of a moot point. Dynasty running backs. D'Ernest Johnson, so 21 snaps, which was 34%, 10 routes, 3 targets, 3 catches for 32 yards, 9 carries for 38 yards. If Travis Etienne continues to miss, D'Ernest Johnson is going to have a role on this team and be actually kind of useful for your fantasy team. So D'Ernest Johnson, want to throw him on the list. Chris Brooks for the Packers. He had 8 snaps, 2 routes. Well, Eric, that sucks. 8 snaps, 2 routes is shitty. No shit. But here's some good notes that I found. Was the first running back to play behind Jacobs and was in for the Packers' final drive at the end of the game. Also a moot point. Marshawn Lloyd should make his return this week, so it's kind of going to be a moot point between Emmanuel Wilson and Chris Brooks at this point. Wide receivers for redraft. So I've got a couple for you. Jalen Naylor, 44 snaps, 73%, 30 routes, 5 targets, 4 for 76. Outperformed Jordan Addison in all those, in routes, targets, yards, all that good stuff, catches. So, yeah, Jalen Naylor is definitely going to be a big part of that offense going forward. Then with the Brandon Ayuk injury. So you had Juwan Jennings. He didn't play this week, but without Ayuk the rest of the season, I think he's somebody that you need to target. And then Ricky Pearsall, too. 48 snaps, 76% in his first game. He ran 32 routes, had 5 targets, 3 for 21. I mean, they drafted this guy in the first round. They really like him. You know, they're expecting him to come in and... I think they kind of got him to, like, just in case they did trade Ayuk. Well, now Ayuk's out for the year, so this is Pearsall's time to shine now. So I kind of want both of these guys, and just, you know, one of them's going to hit. So I don't know. I think I kind of want to get both if I can. So if you can afford it, I want to try and get Jennings and Pearsall on my teams. Dynasty wide receiver, so quite a bit here for you this week. Mason Tipton for the Saints. He ran 58 snaps, 83% of the snaps there, 9 targets, 6 for 45. So Tipton was really, really used there. I think he's going to be, you know, kind of somebody that they're going to use every single week there with Rashid Shaheed out for the season. Above means he had 62 snaps, 89%, 5 targets, 3 for 37. It sounds like he was just like the Olave replacement. Olave hasn't played last week, or he got the concussion during this game, so he played a lot more. If Olave misses again, sure, Bub Means can be somebody you start, but I think when Olave comes back, Bub Means is kind of going to go to the wide receiver 4 role. Cedric Wilson Jr., 48 snaps, 69%, 7 targets, 6 for 57, and a touchdown. So it's a good veteran wide receiver there for the Saints. Like, I think he's definitely going to get used when Olave comes back. It'll probably be Olave, Tipton, and Wilson will be their 3 receivers. Kayshon Boutte, 50 snaps, which is 83%. He ran 37 routes, 2 targets, 1 for 33. This is like the third or fourth week in a row that Boutte has led the team in snaps and routes run and all that stuff. Like, I know the stats aren't there yet, but he's going to hit here at some point. We saw what Drake May looked like the last 2 games. You know, it's not bad. Like, he can chuck the ball. So I'm interested in some of these Patriots wide receivers, to be honest. Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, 34 snaps, 47%, 24 routes, 4 targets, 2 for 10, and a touchdown. Treylon Burks went to IR. DeAndre Hopkins is hurt. So they're looking for some wide receivers. Tyler Boyd is strictly a slot guy. So Westbrook-Ikhine should get some spot starts here on the outside. So in a deep best ball league, Westbrook-Ikhine would be a good pickup. Cedric Tillman, with Amari Cooper gone, he played 69 snaps, 82%, ran 47 routes, had 11 targets, 8 for 81. So looks like Tillman in a best ball league is somebody I would definitely want to have in my roster going forward. Malik Washington, he was the third wide receiver here, so 25 snaps, 36%, 16 routes, 3 targets, 2 for 9, played way over Odell Beckham did. So Malik Washington sneaking in there a little bit, and with Tua coming back, I'd like to see some Malik Washington on the end of some best ball rosters. Tim Patrick, 30 snaps, 53%, 13 routes, 2 targets, 2 for 25. He continues to dominate the third wide receiver role here, so definitely want some Tim Patrick. Khalif Raymond, so he just showed up and did pretty good this week. 16 snaps, 28%. He ran 10 routes on those. He had 4 targets, 3 for 39, and a touchdown. So, I mean, they're still going to use Raymond, but it's kind of in a limited role. Patrick is the guy. If a lot of these Rams receivers miss again, Tyler Johnson stepped in over Whittington because of Whittington's injury, and Tyler Johnson had 50 snaps, which is 91%, 24 routes, 7 targets, 4 for 54. I think when we've seen all these guys are healthy, though, Tyler Johnson takes a back seat. So I'm not, like, super interested, but if Whittington misses, if Kupp misses again, Tyler Johnson is somebody you can look at. DJ Turner for the Raiders. He played 75 snaps, which was 95%, 45 routes, 7 targets, but only 2 for 13. But wanted to shout that out for the best ball. Like, DJ Turner's definitely going to have a role with Adams gone. Obviously, Jacoby Myers was out this week too, so it's going to be Jacoby Myers, Trey Tucker, and DJ Turner as the three main wide receivers here for the Raiders going forward as long as they're healthy. Another Raiders receiver was Alex Bachman. I just wanted to bring him up. 36 snaps. He ran 24 routes. Didn't have a target, though, but it seems like he is going to be the wide receiver four there for the Raiders. Noah Brown, so 42 snaps, 17 routes, one target, one for 16. They were up so much that they didn't have to throw so much. But Noah Brown has been locked in as the second guy in snaps every single week since he's been there with Washington. So Noah Brown, I definitely want a little bit in some lineup leagues too, and definitely in best ball. Sky Moore and Mecole Hardman with Juju out with a week here. These guys are probably going to split the opportunities. I would prefer Hardman of the two. Moore played 33 snaps. He ran 9 routes, had 1 target. And guess what? Sky Moore didn't do anything with it. Shocker. But Mecole Hardman, he had 1 catch for 17 yards, and then he had 2 rushes for 38 yards and a touchdown. So Hardman, they manufactured touches for. I would want him if I had to pick up somebody. And then Jacob Cowing, another 49ers receiver. So they do have Ronnie Bell, who played over him. They do have Chris Conley, who played over him. But Jacob Cowing, I think, is the better player. He's a rookie, obviously, out of Arizona. Really good player in college. He's just a playmaker, man. He's better than Ronnie Bell and Chris Conley. So if, you know, a deep league flyer here, 12 snaps, 19%, 8 routes, 3 targets, 2 for 50. So yeah, Jacob Cowing is definitely somebody I want to own. Tight ends in redraft, so just wanted to bring up two or three. Eric All, 28 snaps, 51%, 14 routes, 1 target. He played 11 more snaps than Gesicki, so he is starting to just take over that tight end role more going forward. He is getting more snaps. I think he'll get better stats as we go on to. Grant Calcaterra, 47 snaps, 71%, 19 routes, 1 target, 1 for 5. If Goddard misses again, Calcaterra is definitely somebody you could stream at tight end. Noah Gray, I think this is a really good streaming option. 46 snaps, 17 routes, 4 targets, led the Chiefs in catches and yards with 4 for 66. So with all these injuries, they're going to be using 2 or 3 tight ends every single time now. So Noah Gray is definitely somebody on the radar. Dynasty tight ends. So Lucas Kroll, I think he is taking over the Broncos receiving tight end spot. 29 snaps, 45%, 4 targets, 3 for 41. Dulcich was out again. I think they're done with Dulcich. Troutman and Adkins are kind of the blockers right now, but they do play quite a bit. But Kroll looks like he's the receiving guy. Somebody I've been on for a couple years now. He finally getting his chance. Josh Wiley, I continue to like him. 26 snaps, 36%, 15 routes, 4 targets, 3 for 34. When we get into our next segment, I'll have a little bit more on this. But, I really like Josh Wiley. And then Julian Hill, 36 snaps, 52%, 5 routes, 2 targets, 1 for 4. He's obviously, Jonnu Smith had the better game, but Julian Hill was listed as the starter and played a lot more snaps. So if you just need a deep tight end flyer and he's out there and you just hope he falls in the end zone fucking once for you, Julian Hill is your guy. Then finally, all right, what the fuck are we doing here, man, segment. Got a couple for you this week. So the Titans, they are now joining the three-way fuckfest at tight end. Why does Nick Vannett need to get 32 snaps and run 13 routes and get 4 targets? Like, just play Wiley and Chig, and we don't need Nick Vannett out there to run all these snaps and routes and all this bullshit. So, another frustrating team joining the tight end fuckfest. Giants, they continue to disrespect Jalin Hyatt. 3 snaps and 2 routes. Like, what the fuck are we doing here? Jalin Hyatt, even if you don't even use him, just a couple deep balls a game, even just to run the routes to get the cornerbacks fucking tired. Like, what are we doing here? Like, Jalin Hyatt is just being so disrespected here. It's ridiculous. Hopefully he can get out of there. And then the Steelers playing 3 tight ends over 30 snaps each. Like, what are we doing here? Mykole Pruitt comes back and he's got to have his 30 snaps. Like, I'm just so tired of it. Like, Darnell Washington actually looks pretty competent. Like, I wouldn't mind Freiermuth and Darnell Washington out there getting some snaps, but like, then you got to add in Mykole Pruitt. And then, oh, wait, we have Connor Hayward just because he's Cam Hayward's brother. We got to get him some fucking snaps too. Like, what are we doing here? Like, these teams and their obsession of playing like six tight ends a game is really frustrating. And there's like 6 to 7 teams that do this every single week. And just, it makes the tight end position even more shittier than it already is. So, but that is going to be it for this week, guys. For week 7 is now concluded, going into week 8 now. So a lot of good stuff here coming up for week 8. Hopefully a lot less injuries. But yeah, definitely a good week here to make some noise here with everybody playing, no buys. I'm excited for it. So hopefully this podcast helps you guys out, get a few of those guys that you need. So until next week for week 9, we will see you at South Harmon FF on YouTube and Twitter. Make sure you guys follow us there. Take care.